This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There has been no shortage of legal wrangling over Ambassador Bridge owner Matty Maroon's desire to block the new Gordie Howe Bridge and his desire to build a second bridge of his own right next to his Ambassador Bridge. Well, let's look across the river where the city of Windsor has its own legal wrangling. It has taken its complaint with Maroon all the way up to Canada's Supreme Court. At stake, what's going to happen to the oldest part of Windsor? Dave Batticello is a reporter with the Windsor Star. Dave, good to have you back on the program.
Good to be here.
You've been covering lots of legal disputes involving Maroon's bridge company. Tell us what this one's about.
This one started quite a few years ago. We have a group of homes on the west end of our city. It was quite a nice neighborhood. It was near the university, and a lot of families lived there at one time. There's a high school nearby. And slowly the Maroons, because it's right next to the bridge in close proximity, and they've always had ambitions to expand, slowly the Maroons started buying some of these nicer homes one by one, and they started letting them rot. And eventually they would board them up, and then other people in the neighborhood wouldn't like it, and they started to move out. Mm-hmm. So essentially what it was blockbusting. And it eventually reached a point where it was not really a livable neighborhood anymore. You still have about a half dozen families that are still there. They've withstood all this, but all the rest of the homes now have been boarded up, and they actually have a chain-link fence on the whole block around these homes. And so the city did what they could to make sure the bylaws were being met. And now eventually these homes have fallen in such great disrepair, the city took legal action and took them to court to enforce the Maroon family, who owns them, to fix these homes back up.
Mm-hmm.
The Maroons resisted because they have other plans for the properties, and they want to expand plaza operations, and they also hope to build a twin span close to where these homes are. So they appealed that. And went to federal court. The federal court initially said this is a municipal situation. We're not going to get involved. The Maroons appealed that at the Federal Court of Appeals, and they won. The Federal Appeals Court in Canada indicated to the Maroons that they were a federal entity, and they had every right to do what they were doing.
Basically, that overturned what the Superior Court judge ruled, which was in
Correct.
Favor of the city.
Correct. So then we had a situation where the city's only option left was to go to Canada's Supreme Court, which they did this past spring. And the initial step is to apply to be heard. And the ruling that came down last week was the Supreme Court of Canada decided that they are going to hear the city of Windsor's case, which is basically an appeal of the appeal that the Maroons won.
Because I have to imagine from the city's perspective, where does this stop? If the appeal court said the bridge is a federal entity, it's not subject to municipal regulations, where does it end?
That is exactly the whole point of the fight. And the city of Windsor can see, and all the people here can see what will happen, that if the Maroons take these two, three, four, five blocks that are around there today, next week, next month, next year, it'll be 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 blocks.
So go a little deeper into what the plans are that the Maroons have for that neighborhood.
Right now, secondary truck inspection takes place about a mile away from where the bridge is actually located. Most people would not be aware of that because we don't all drive trucks.
Right.
But when trucks are asked to pull over into secondary inspection in Canada, they actually have to go down the road about a mile where there's a massive plaza, and they get secondary inspection by Canada Customs at that location. Well, the desire by the Maroons is to build a new secondary truck plaza right in this neighborhood, and that would be about 60 acres to 100 acres in size, with obviously an intent to maybe even expand it further someday. So that's the fear, is that our neighborhoods on the West End will eventually be just one concrete plaza.
What's the position of Customs, of the Border Services Agency?
They've indicated that it's not a good idea to have this secondary plaza a mile away, and ideally would like a plaza to do secondary truck inspection right at the foot of the bridge. But they've stayed kind of silent. They've just been indicated for security reasons it would be better. But for the last 40, 50 years, it's worked just fine with them being off-site, so to speak, about a mile away. But ideally, I think they would like to be at the foot of the bridge. But there can be a way, if it's done right, it's just the fear of the unknown, that if you give the Maroons this much today, they'll be back tomorrow taking the next steps, next blocks, next group of homes on the city's west end.
And we're talking about really what is a pretty historic, the oldest part of Windsor, is it not?
Correct. If not the oldest, it's one of the oldest. There's still buildings standing from the early 1800s, a courthouse, municipal buildings, post office, that all date back to the early 1800s in this neighborhood, plus a lot of older homes that are still been maintained and that are still there. So, yes, the neighborhood does have some historic value.
So exactly what is the High Court going to decide or is being asked to decide?
Well, they're asked to hear the city's appeal of the last ruling that the Maroons won. Mm-hmm. So the city will now explain why that decision was wrong, and the Supreme Court will have to decide if that's the case or the Maroons are indeed a federal entity and have every right to take these homes and possibly more in the future.
And when is that decision expected?
It's going to take probably 6 months to get a hearing date scheduled and maybe another 6 months to actually get in front of the Supreme Court. And then they have their own timelines of when they'll actually release a decision. So the guess is anywhere from between a year to 2 years.
So the hold button has been pushed. And what of the Maroon plans to go ahead with its new truck inspection plaza or the city's desire to maybe fix these homes up?
The Maroons you never know what they're going to do on any day. They could start building, because they own a lot of this property, in the dark of the night. Many people fear that they'll just start building anyway, somehow, some way, start putting concrete down on this land that they own. And the city's got to keep an eye on it. And if that starts to happen, then they got to resist. So that's the next step everybody's watching for, despite this Supreme Court fight.
Dave, is there any way that the construction of the Canadian-funded Gordie Howe International Crossing impacts this legal dispute or vice versa?
The Gordie Howe Bridge looks like it's secure and on its way. Property acquisitions underway on the Detroit side. Everything they need on the Canadian side is all set to go on. Some early construction's actually even started here. So it doesn't look like much will affect that project, and I think a lot of people are looking forward to that new bridge getting going and getting underway and actually being able to be used starting in 2020. The Ambassador Bridge still feels that they'll have their own needs, own desires, and if you know what Matty Maroon does business-wise, he owns a lot of trucking companies, so his trucks alone will continue to use the Ambassador Bridge and make it very busy. So he has his own goals, his own business interests in terms of keeping the Ambassador Bridge going in even more successful ways.
Windsor Star reporter Dave Battagello. Dave, thanks so much for speaking with us today on Stateside.
Glad to be here. Thanks.